All right, this is a special episode of the Time Capsule Podcast. This isn't your normal, I'm interviewing someone famous. This is more important to my family and to me. It's personal. I'm interviewing my grandpa. I call him Papa. So he's been diagnosed with dementia. And I wanted to get his story before he forgets, because you never know. I think that's remind me, it's another importance of this podcast. It's more than just interviewing cool people, it's about their stories and how their story in their life has evolved. Just like my vlogs, it's my story. It's my diary. It's a new opportunity that we never have before to be able to document everything. So why not take advantage? I'm not going to ask the normal questions I am going to ask. This could be a time capsule that can never be reopened. We may never be able to revisit this episode. He may not remember, but this is a special episode dedicated to my papa. Hope you all enjoy it. If you don't watch it, that's okay. It's not for you. It's for me. Let's get right into the episode.
Hi, Papa. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
So, state your full name.
Well, my full name is Cristino Kalilong David.
Wait, how do you spell your middle name? How do you spell your middle name?
Okay, my middle name is C-A-L-I-L-U-N-G. It's a Chinese last name. Kalilong.
Where were you born?
Oh, I was born in August 28, 1946, in the Philippines.
Do you know where in the Philippines?
Pampanga, Santa Rita, Pampanga. The town is Santa Rita. My barrio is San Vicente.
Do you have any favorite childhood memories?
Oh, my childhood memories was in the elementary. In the elementary and then high school.
So what happened? Like, what were your favorites?
See, elementary is the, we call it Central Elementary School. That's the only school in Santa Rita during that time.
Do you have like any particular memories?
Well, I was good looking, and the girls they like me because my haircut is really short.
Had the fade on the side, huh?
Yeah. It's really short.
So how many siblings did you have?
Huh?
How many siblings did you have?
What?
How many siblings did you have?
We are eight.
Eight?
Eight.
You were the youngest, right?
Yes, I'm the youngest. And the eldest was Kuya Predi's mom. That's the eldest.
How was it being the youngest of eight siblings?
The youngest, so I finished high school in 1962. But because we are poor, I can't go to college. So when my mom got some money, so I starting to go to college in University of Santo Tomas, the oldest university in the Philippines.
As a teen, did you have any goals and dreams?
Well, my goal is because in college, I was just you can call me
janitor.
No. Not yet. So when my mom doesn't have any more money, I joined I became a janitor to support me on my college. The doctor is Kapampangan, just like me. The owner of the hospital. So I became a janitor in the hospital and support myself to college. And then when I graduated, suddenly I got a letter from the Navy. So I took the test and I passed it.
The ASVAB?
I passed it because the English is not a problem. There are 10 questions. I ace it, but the arithmetic is I have 85 on arithmetic, but it's a passing grade. So I took the test June 2, and then physical June 9. And then they told me to join the Navy July 25.
Oh, wow. What year?
1969. See? On July 20, the Americans went to the moon. So I watched it because July 20. And my joining the Navy is July 25. And went to the States in August, middle part of August. And I was surprised there was watermelon in the States.
Really?
I was surprised because the watermelon is, I know it's only in the Philippines, but I was surprised that they got watermelon in America. So that was my impression of America.
That's watermelon, huh?
Yeah, they had the watermelon.
So how much money did you have when you joined the Navy?
Well, they told us to have a wallet of 20 pesos, and they changed it to a dollar. So I was able to eat what do you call that? Hot dog.
Hot dog.
See, because the 20 pesos that I had, they changed it to some $5. So I was able to buy hot dog inside the base. Mm-hmm. Inside the base in the Philippines, they call it Sangley Point. U.S. Sangley Point. During that time, it was U.S. possession.
Also, in the Navy, did you experience any prejudice?
Huh?
Did you experience any prejudice in the U.S. Navy?
What's that again?
Did you experience any prejudice in the U.S. Navy?
No, I was surprised. I was surprised that I joined the Navy, because during my interview, the black guy was the one interviewing me. So I said, he said, what chair what kind of chair do I have? There are chairs that have four, and there are chairs that are only three. Mm. And then he asked me, what do I have? Well, you either have zipper or buttons. So I passed it. Those are the only questions he had during the interview. And then we have to answer all the questions. So they took our, and then after that, July 25 is your date of joining the Navy.
1967?
69. 69. I was 22 years old when I joined
the Navy. What was it like to return to the Philippines after making money in the U.S. with U.S. dollars?
During my first visit to my homeland, a lot of people said, "You're white," because I was in Annapolis. I was in Annapolis, and they said, "I'm white."
There's no sun there.
Yeah, because. Because in Annapolis it's cold there.
Yeah.
So we wear jacket, everything, jacket. But during that time, 50 degrees is already summer. 50 degrees.
In the Philippines or Annapolis?
No, in Annapolis.
Sure.
50 degrees is. We only wear shorts and t-shirt. Mm. 50 degrees. Wow. It's summer in Annapolis. Mm. That was my first duty station.
So in the U.S. Navy, when did you buy your first car and what was it?
I was already married to my wife. During I bought a brand new Toyota Corolla.
What year
was that? 1973. It's only $3,000.
You paid in cash.
$3,000, including tax.
You paid in cash. It's a small one.
I paid cash. Mm. I paid cash because it's only $3,000.
$3,000. Cars are overpriced now.
Huh?
Cars are like $30,000.
I know.
Toyota Corolla.
So wait, what jobs did you do in the Navy?
Well, my first duty was everything. If I need to swab the deck, I would do it. And then I changed my rate to disbursing clerk. Disbursing clerk. I went to school, and I was the top notcher. So they gave me a third class
rank.
Yeah, they gave me a third class because I was the top notcher in school. So it is automatic third class. Third class petty officer.
Did you, so I heard you did accounting in the Navy, is that true?
Huh?
Accounting in the Navy?
Yeah, accounting. We pay the crew. I'm a disbursement clerk, so we pay the crew. Hmm. And I was able to train another guy to help me because I was the only one for a crew of 200.
Oh wow.
Yeah, 200.
So when you retired, what year did you retire in the Navy?
I retired in, what year was that?
2000.
Oh yeah, okay, so when you retired, what was the biggest adjustment to civilian life?
Well, my pay was only my retirement pay. Mm. During my years of service, I gave my mom $200 a month.
Do you have any regrets at all? None?
No. During my retirement ceremony, I said, if I had to do it all over again, I would have joined the Navy, like it is.
So throughout your whole life, even right now, there's been no regrets?
No regrets.
There's nothing you want to do now?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No regret.
Wow,
no
that's regret. What I'm talking about.
No regret. No. I was lucky because a lot of people are trying to join the Navy, but they don't pass. They don't pass the first test. And then during the interview, a lot of people cannot make it during the interview because they are. But during my interview, I just said everything. So there are only two questions. So I was lucky.
Out of wherever you traveled, what was your favorite place to be and why?
Yeah, my first duty station is Annapolis, Maryland. And then I changed my rate to Disbursing Sinclair. So I went to San Diego to school to be a Disbursing Sinclair. So we pay the crew.
Did you travel anywhere else?
Huh?
Have you traveled anywhere else?
San Diego, and then I went to Norfolk, Virginia, aboard the ship. And then my shore duty comes, and I went to postgraduate school in Monterey, California.
Did you go to Europe at all?
Huh?
Europe at all?
What?
Have you been to Europe at all?
No. You know, I went to Europe during my aboard the ship because we went to Venice. Mm. And then to a lot of in Europe. I went to Europe because of my ship.
Any other places like South Africa, Africa?
No.
Anywhere else in Asia, like Japan, China?
Oh, yeah. I was stationed in the Philippines.
But like anywhere else, like did you go to Japan, China?
Yeah, my ship went to Japan.
Did you go to India too? Have you been to
Japan?
India?
Because we have to fix our ship in Japan.
So, closing this out, what are your hopes and dreams for your grandkids?
Huh?
Your hopes and dreams for your grandkids.
We have to, you know, we love grandkids, especially you, because you're the eldest. See?
But what are your hopes and dreams for your grandkids?
Huh?
Your hopes and dreams. Like, what do you want us as grandkids to accomplish in life?
I want my kids to be like their parents. Because I got two kids, and I don't let them work. So when they went to college, I bought them a brand new car, because I don't want them to old car. So I bought them new cars. Yeah. Your mom and your Auntie Catherine, Karen, Auntie Catherine. I bought them brand new cars. And during that time, we only wear any dress. There's no name. There's because I want them to finish college, and also my grandkids. Especially you. You have to finish your college.
Okay.
And I'll be happy if you finish college.
What if I don't?
Huh?
What if I don't?
Well.
But what if I don't?
Well, you can do what you want.
But it's more like if these certain things go accordingly, I'll be making more than my parents.
Well, it's up to you whether it's your life. Whatever do you want. But if you finish, fine. But if you don't finish college, it's also fine. I'm just your grandkids, and your parents will take care of you. So. I can only say that you have to finish college, but if you don't, fine. It's your life. I'm just your grandkids. See, your parents will decide for you.
Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
Mm.
Learned a lot.
Yeah.